Kind of a little nostalgic, isn't it? Doing a space in my old room back at my parents' house super quietly, trying not to be overheard. It's very, very nostalgic, isn't it? I'm trying my best not to. Talk too loud. Oh, I also locked my door so that nobody barges in. Oh my god, I forgot how I just did these at home. The nostalgia for 4 months ago. I don't. Hello, everybody. Long time no see. Long time no see. I'm trying to talk as quietly as possible, so if you can't hear me, I'm sorry. Hopefully you can hear me kind of well. Hello. Sorry for the unexpected, how do I say, unplanned break. I know it's only been like, what, 4 days? And I'm gonna be back tomorrow, so it hasn't even been a week. But sorry for the unexpected break. I was gonna come back today, but I woke up a little bit late. I woke up a little bit late, and then my family wanted to do stuff, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll just go home tomorrow instead. Hello. But I'm gonna wake up super early. Hope you've been relaxing. I've been doing the best that I can. Dude, wait, it's been an entire year. Oh my god, we haven't spoken to each other all year. Oh my god, how has your 2026 with no SE been? You've had a whole year. You've been experiencing the year without me. I haven't been present in the year at all. Oh my gosh. How has that been? The punches of 2025. 2026 isn't real yet. I know, right? It doesn't feel real at all. It does definitely feel like an impromptu vacation, though. But yeah, it's been okay. I don't know. Terrible without SE. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been at home with my family. It's just a little bit, you know, Mr. Frat Man. He's doing a little bit better, question mark, but you know, obviously not the best, and we can't get him to a doctor until the end of the month, so we kind of just have to like, ooh, we've just been like taking care of him, making him feel the most comfortable that we can. I know it's like, it's making my dad especially sad. I feel so bad. I feel so bad for my dad. He's really attached to him, so he seems especially sad about it. But we've been like moving him around kind of ourselves. Like, we like put him outside in the patio during the day so that he could like stare outside and like, you know, just get like a different change of view or whatever. And then we put him back where he usually sits at nighttime so he can be comfortable in his little corner. And we feed him, sort of. It's a little bit difficult to feed him because he doesn't really have an appetite still. But we feed him a little bit. And like, we'll give him like food through a syringe or like water as well. Like, he'll drink a little bit of water, but you're supposed to be patient with him. But we've been giving him lots of love, and he like purrs when we go up to him, and he gets his little pet, so it's like he's still the little baby inside. It's just, but you know, at least like taking care of him, like he seems a little bit like more comfortable. Like earlier, he like wasn't sleeping at all, but like now we see him sleep and stuff, so you know, slowly, so slow, slow, slowly. He's getting maybe a little better, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I know, my poor baby. I'll go check on him before I go to bed, but he's doing the best that he can. Yeah, we'll see what happens at the end of the month, but you know, I just want to make sure to spend some time with him and make sure he's okay and spending time with my family as well, because, being away, sometimes it seems like they kind of miss having everybody at home sometimes. So it's good to be home. Yesterday, I went out with my sister for like a early birthday dinner kind of thing. So that was yummy. It's nice when you get treated to good food. It's nice to be treated to good food, but I went to celebrate my birthday earlier with my sister. Yesterday, we got beef udon. Yum 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 yum. So good. It's like one of my favorite restaurants. It's always so yummy. Hope he manages to gain some strength. I know. And we also took like photo booth photos yesterday too, which was fun. It was like one of those photo booths that have like different like headbands and stuff and like different accessories you could wear. So I wore the mo they had a monkey. They had a monkey headband, so I wore the monkey headband. My sister wore like a bunny one. That one was fun. And then we got some dessert after too, which is really yummy. But I've just been kind of chilling at home. I haven't really been doing much, but I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to go back. I feel like I'm being so unproductive, and maybe it's just because it's like the full moon, but I'm a little bit anxious too for some reason, not doing any work or anything at all. I need to go back and get back in the flow state or whatever. I need to get back into the flow. I miss you guys too. It's like boring and lonely just being by myself. I mean, I'm with my family, of course, but I miss chatting with you guys and having fun. The bugs miss you. Fuck those damn bugs, dude. I really hope I like go back. I really hope like I don't see anything gross when I go back. Oh my god, I'm praying. I made sure to clean my apartment. I threw out all my trash and stuff like that before I went back, before I left. So there better not be any bugs. I threw out everything, man. That was like freezing cold. Oh, also apparently there's a power outage where I live. Hopefully, let me see actually. I wonder if I can like log in and see if the power outage is gone. They're gonna ruin the place. No, stop it, stop it, stop it. When you come back to your Animal Crossing house and you haven't logged in for 2 months. Jeez. Oh my god. Oh my god, please, 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 please. No bugs, no bugs, no bugs, no bugs. You're gonna find new friends in your fridge kitchen. Please stop. Don't manifest that, seriously. Oh my god, I'm so scared. That's literally gonna be like the first thing I check when I go back is like I'm gonna check the kitchen, make sure there's no nasties in there. Oh my god, killing myself. How's Mr. Fat Man? He's okay. I don't know, he's doing the best that he can be. Coming home to an ant infestation is the worst. Unfortunately, it's not the ants that I have to deal with anymore, it's roaches. Yeah. When the sheep is away, the bugs will play. Don't try to make a freaking rhyme out of this, man. Make a beeline for the raid can, dude. The raid can in my apartment is like available at all times. It is ready and available at all times. But we'll see. I have like poison and stuff like that in the kitchen, so there better not be anything. At least I'm praying. And if I do see something, I'll just call and make them come again. Oh, jeez. Okay, stop it, you guys. I'm already stressed out. I'm already a little bit stressed out tonight. Don't stress me out about these bugs. I'll deal with it when I see it. But for now, I want to forget it even exists. It's okay, you guys. My lease expires in November, and then I'll find something nicer. Hopefully without bugs, even though it's kind of difficult to find a place without bugs, huh? I'll do my best to find something without them. No bugs. Oh, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. Out of mind. Out of sight. Out of mind. Out of sight. Out of mind. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about anything even slightly related to that right now. That is like absolutely something that I do not want in my brain. We'll see though. We'll see though. But how have, actually, no. I see all of these things, like, how have you guys been? But I'll just ask this on stream. But I just wanted to check in with you guys. And yeah, we'll have a more proper yap tomorrow. I'm sorry, I don't have anything very interesting to share right now. I'm not very, like, interesting right now. I'm not very interesting right now, but I just wanted to talk to you guys just for a little bit because I do miss you guys. I do. But we'll have a more normal conversation tomorrow. Yeah, we'll have a more normal conversation tomorrow. I hope you guys have been well. For some reason, I don't know why. But when I started this space, I like accidentally like clicked the don't record thingy. So this space is not recorded. I am so sorry. I did not like intentionally not record it, but it is unrecorded. I am so sorry. I did not mean for that to click that button. I was just like, oops. I kind of clicked on it. I'm so sorry. I'm glad to hear. Yeah. It's nice to see you all and talk to you all. I can't really have a proper conversation right now because I'm a little bit stressed out for some reason. I'm a little bit stressed out tonight, so I'm just gonna sleep it off and then we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow, okay? Bye, everybody. Good night, good night, good night. The space will disappear into the ether. It will forever and ever alongside me. Also, my phone's about to die. Goodbye, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Well, I can't just go yet. Whatever. Actually, do you guys even deserve your goodbye kisses? Are you good? Are you? I've been away for so long, and you guys are basically just neglecting me. You guys are just acting like I don't even exist anymore. You guys have forgotten me. Yeah, don't do your kias. You don't even deserve it. Yeah. Keep up your tsundere acting. I'll put up mine too. I'll put up mine too. You'll have to wait one more day without me, freaking dummies. Shut up, man. Whatever. Just ignoring me. Whatever. I'm only there when you need me, and then when you don't, you just throw me away. Whatever. You'll have to wait one more day. You don't deserve them just yet. You don't deserve them just yet, I've been a good boy waiting. Please, you're my goat. You can't just goat me and expect something about that. You'll have to wait one more day, and then you'll get them. That's your punishment. I'll see you guys later, okay? Don't get too sad. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm so allergic to VTubers. Fuck you. I'm not a VTweeter. Did you not see all of the clips I freaking retweeted, man? You guys just don't deserve it today, though. You guys will have to wait one more day. You'll be patient, though, and wait, right? You guys, you'll be patient and wait. You'll be patient and wait. You better be. You better be. I have my eye on you. Bye, everybody. Instead, I'm gonna flick your head. Bye, good night. I'll talk to you guys more properly tomorrow. Bye. Sorry, this honestly didn't even feel like a proper Twitter space. I feel like all I did was kind of come on here, yap, and then leave. I'm sorry, my brain isn't really working right now. I feel like I'm gonna explode. I feel like there's a bomb that's like ticking in my brain and I'm about to explode. So I cannot have a proper conversation right now. But tomorrow, I will be more normal. Bye, everybody.